near the end, then he and Elton John did a tour. Elton and Leon met here. Do you know how?
I think here.
They went on tour. I saw him then in Tulsa at the BOK Event Center. Elton John had that same reverence that you seem to be talking about yourself.
I think so. Elton came over here in 69, I think, and did his first real American tour. First, I'd say, when Leon came around, after we got his stuff, but even before that, every time he'd come through, Charlene and I'd pick him up at 11:30 at the bus, and we'd go eat. A famous Leon quote, well, we like to eat. We'd talk about whatever, and then after we'd brought back the stuff and we're trying to figure out what to do with it, Charlene was doing the research, but Elton John's at the top of the list because she rediscovers or discovers all this stuff from those early days when Elton goes to see Leon at the Troubadour, I think, one of the Hollywood clubs, and then they go on a tour. Elton is blown away, and Leon is blown away. I'm going to skip ahead now to 7 or 8 years ago, and we pick up Leon, and we're trying to figure out what to do with this stuff. So Tribute Records, a good one. Elton's at the top of the list. Fundraising for the Leon Russell Foundation, Elton's at the top of the list. And I don't know Elton. I still don't know how to get to Elton to ask him these things. So we're driving around, and Charlene's done this research, and we know Elton loved him. I say to Leon, what about Elton John? He says, he waxed me. And I say, what? He said, he waxed me. In Leon's mind, when they did that thing back then, and he'd see Elton's show, and Elton was Mr. Show Business, but Leon was dancing on the piano and stuff. But in Leon's mind, Elton sent him running to the house with his tail between his legs. He was blown away. Waxed me. That was a term for he showed me up. We're doing history here, aren't we? Let me tell you the straight part of this. We keep trying to find Elton for all these reasons. We enlist Hanson.
Hanson.
Hanson, the band.
The Hanson brothers.
Yeah, we're all part of the family here. They're really feeling the umbop power, and they're going to be on the Letterman show, which we have done, and we knew that Paul was a big Leon fan, which he should be. So was Letterman. Leon had been on Letterman early on. We enlist Hanson. We don't know we're doing the OK Pop at all. We're just trying to see what to do with the Leon Russell Foundation or what to do with this stuff. And can't get to Elton. Bob's office, which is great to me, the guy that runs, I say Bob's office, it's Bob Dylan. So Jeff Rosen, you know, post playing with Bob Dylan, they're very helpful. Well, I need this, and I got the Leon stuff, and Bob loves Leon, and Leon loves Bob, and everybody knows that. I need to get some film transferred, and oh, well, we'll do this. He's very helpful. Well, I need to find Elton John. Well, I don't know how to do that. So I couldn't even get to him that way. So Hanson, they're going to be on Letterman, and they bring it up to Paul.
Paul Schaefer.
Yes. I don't think that gets us anywhere, but then Elton comes through town and plays the show earlier than you're talking about, and Hanson goes down to see Elton. They're famous. You know, they're young, and they get backstage. When you're young, you have more nerve. They're talking to Elton. And they're talking to him about Leon. And, oh, yeah, I love Leon. You know, it didn't go too far. Still, we haven't made the connection. We're just trying as hard as we can. Then a friend of ours, Dr. Greg Holt, he's an athletic surgeon kind of guy, great guy, and his partner, Bart Williams, at the time, in a fundraiser by Dinner with Elton. There's three or four groups of people. They're going to go fly somewhere and have dinner with Elton. It's a fundraiser that Elton's doing, the way I remember it. So I arm Bart with all this we've been talking about. We have the Leon tapes here, and we're just looking to figure out what to do. Maybe it's a documentary. Elton walks in his cute little accent and says, so who's here from Tulsa? And they go, we are. He said, Tulsa, the home of my hero Leon Russell. And they just start filling him in with all this stuff. Elton's partner, David Furness, I think, makes note of this. He knows who Leon Russell is, but not like Elton did. But he sees the affection that Elton has and is expressed in a grand manner. Art tells me later, now skip ahead to what was told during this period of time you're talking about when you saw them at BOK. Elton and David are on safari, as Elton tells the story, in South Africa. he's shaving and he wants to listen to something and he doesn't have an iPod, so he borrows David's. Well, David, the way I believe it happened, because of that dinner and who's Leon, put a bunch of Leon stuff on his iPod. But the way Elton tells the story, I'm not picking on anybody here, but this is the truth from Charlene and Steve's point of view. And it isn't anything except a little bit of can't get no respect, you know. Rodney Dangerfield, there's a little of that that creeps in, but it isn't like we need any kind of gratification or thank you for it. But there's a little of that because the story then famously for the next 2 or 3 years just starts at they're on safari and he hears Leon in his earphones while he's shaving and he breaks down, starts crying and says, "Fine, Leon." I believe we finally got to Elton, but nobody knows that. David does and Bart does. And it makes no difference, except that then a guy named Johnny Barbas, who's like a manager, but an Elton's guy in America, one of them, and an old shelter guy, Johnny Barbas finds Leon. And you can see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Leon liked myth building as much as anybody. I learned it from him. You know, rescued me from the bar ditch of life, I think is the way he puts it. But, you know, Leon never stopped touring and traveling in his bus. That's what he liked the most. So Elton scoops him up. All those times, every time he came to town, we would eat with Leon. And sometimes if he's there for a night, we'd have dinner at our house and we'd get the old guys. I'd say guys, but the first one that comes to mind is Emily, sweet Emily, Emily Smith. And then Larry Bell and Gaylord Mazeppa and whoever. Jimmy Markham, we'd say, "You want to see this guy?" And he hadn't talked to those guys in forever. So we played matchmaker or rematch maker. The last time we did that for real, Leon was in town. We spent the day with him. We bought a gift for Elton. We ate, as he liked to do, 2 or 3 times in his favorite places. We ate at Whataburger, and we start off at Wild Fork, which is our deal. But somewhere during the day, we might work in Coney Island, and we might work in Whataburger, and we might work in whatever.
Just Leon.
Yeah, okay. Just Leon. This right. is normal Steve and Charlene and Leon day.
Okay.
We went to eat at Wild Fork, and we had Jared Campbell, another one of the English people, but ran restaurants and was a waiter. And as Leon said, there's a million-dollar accent. You know, English folks have so many different accents, and he was beautiful speaking. And Emily, we had them both. I just got my first iPhone. There's a couple pictures just because I had my iPhone and my son Elvis took some pictures. We went to buy some luggage for him. My daughter Angeline runs Ida Red, owns it now, but then ran it. So we went down there and picked out some Oklahoma stuff to give to Elton. We had a great day. Leon bought me a hat. I've just about worn it out, but I love it. An Indiana Jones kind of hat. I don't wear hats, but, you know, I wear that one. Then he got on the plane to go have dinner with Elton in Vegas. And truthfully, in a way, that's the last we ever saw of him because he hit the big time once again. And not picking on Leon. So the next 2 years or whatever are, for Leon's life, consumed with Elton John. They made the record together. They did the tour that you saw, and we were there. Elton loved him still and would still. Somewhere in that time before they hooked up, really, there's a TV show with Elvis Costello as the host, but Elton John is the producer of it and the money, probably. So he's the first guest on that show. He starts talking about Leon and he cannot stop. That's the first piece of that puzzle. I call Leon and he just answered the phone with, "I have been on TV," meaning I've done this before. I know what you're calling about. Anyway, that's that.
Was he kind of forgotten up until the time that Elton brought him back again? Were there forgotten days of Leon Russell?
In some fashion, there were forgotten days. He never stopped. It wasn't like he never wrote any songs. He just wrote a lot of songs and recorded a lot of songs and played on the road, and the venues got smaller and smaller, yeah. I guess. But he never stopped playing, and the band was almost always great. That's what he saw to do. At our house in Tulsa, before we moved out here, the tractors had already happened. He looked at me across the table and said, "So, Steve, how is it you're not always on the road?" And it wasn't like, "How did you escape it?" or anything. It was just like, that's what you do. He never stopped doing that. You know, when I would speak to the guys at OHS, as an example, and say to them, you know, it's a little eggshell walking because I know Leon and what he thinks about looking back at the old Leon and all that stuff, preservation. He wants to keep moving forward. But we've got to make the deal at some point. He's got to sign off on this stuff. Now, he had kind of signed off to us, to Charlene and I, starting the foundation or whatever, but that's before OHS. But now OHS and before OK Pop, but starting to take place, we're going to have to make the deal, whatever the deal is, so that we have all this stuff, but we have it under the guise of rescuing it or being caretakers, not doing something with it. So it's not like we are acquiring any rights to anything. All of that's the same as it always has been. Yep. But in possession of and utilizing it. So they got down to that, and I would say I dread the moment because I'm Leon's friend and I'm on his team or family, whatever it is. But I would say, only half jokingly, at some point he'll need a new bus or his bus will break down or something, and he'll be ready to go. Sure enough, there was a point when we needed to make it happen, and his bus was broken down in West Virginia or something, and it was up to them then, to be honest with you. Then Jeff Moore was talking to him, just starting to talk. So he, well, it's more complicated than this, gets the call. Was there something about whatever the amount of money is? Because they needed a new bus or to get the bus fixed. And that's the way that it worked out. And
you helped him with money then to help him get that.
Well, the stuff being here and being the evangelist for Leon, it became the impetus or whatever, the original prime mover for, I think, OK Pop or one of them.
And when you say OK Pop, that's what we're hoping to build in Tulsa?
That's what will be built in Tulsa, as a museum dedicated to pop culture and not just music, but in terms of music, it's Leon and Bob Wills, probably, as the focal point. We, meaning OHS, OK Pop, have those collections.
And we should
possession.
Give a lot of credit to Bob Blackburn, who's driven that story in OK Pop in Tulsa for many,
right.
many years.